Undiscovered Story, a podcast that celebrates the achievements of girls and women throughout history. Chantel Brooks is a full-time registered nurse, a serial entrepreneur, as well as a digital marketing expert who is using her skills and expertise to support the Undiscovered Story game. Can you tell us about a woman, past or present, who inspired you or who inspires you?
I would say my mother. My mother is an inspiration, of course. She had us, me and my brother, I have a brother, we're a year apart. She had us at a very young age in her teenage years, and she didn't have a lot growing up. But at the same time, my brother and I, we didn't want for anything. She was a very, very hard worker, and that's where I get my inspiration from. You know, she encourages me to keep striving. And one thing that I do want to touch on is I grew up, I think when I was about 14 or 15, I became an epileptic patient. And at that time, I was playing basketball. I was, you know, in the marching band. And when I became an epileptic, I couldn't do those things anymore. You know, those were things that I was very passionate about. So I became very, very, very depressed about those situations because I didn't know what direction to go into. You know, I always thought I was going to be either someone who would be a famous jazz player or, you know, a famous basketball player. So I've always thought that I would be that. And when that didn't happen, I said, you know, I don't have anything to work hard for anymore. I don't have any aspirations. I don't have anything to look forward to now. And that I became into a really deep depression. And, you know, my mom, she was always there. She helped me out a lot with that. And I found new passions. You know, I went to school. I went to Howard. I also went to Southern New Hampshire University, and that's for digital marketing. And these became my passions. She said, you know, you've lost a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that you can't gain anything. And that there, you know, when you feel like it's the end of the world and, you know, you have that person who is kind of a guidance to you, you know, it's very inspirational. And now she's doing so many things. Like, she even went back to school herself, you know, because she didn't get to finish when she was taking care of my brother and I. So I'm highly inspired by her. For a second woman, I wouldn't want to say anyone that is famous, because they are already people who are discovered. You know, these are people who, in my time, all of the women who are doing things, they're already discovered. I would even say my grandmother. My grandmother, she worked really, really hard. And, you know, in the beginning, her and I, we didn't have the greatest relationship. But then as I grew up and I matured, I was able to understand her more for what her value was and what she was worth, and how she actually inspired my mom, you know. So it's like a generational thing where my grandmother inspired my mom, and then my mom, she inspired me. And both of these women, they came from nothing. And up until maybe 10 years ago, they didn't have anything still, but they still made sure that we were good as a family. And that's an inspiration. And as a woman, I was created from that. I was raised from that, you know, that strength and the willpower. Because, you know, a lot of times when we go through horrible things in life, we tend to give up. You know, we lose focus, we lose direction. And when we don't know where to go as humans, we stop fighting. And I have to give credit to them, because when I stopped fighting, they fought for me, you know, and a lot of people don't have that. So those would be my two inspirations.
So why are you involved with the Undiscovered Story game, and why do you think it's important?
One thing I would like to touch on about this is that still to this day, you know, we have the women's right movement and things like that. We've had that for years going on, and still to this day, a lot of people don't know that women have been inventors as well. A lot of women don't know that about themselves. I think this would be something to empower women to do things that they want to do, because all we hear is that, you know, it's harder for a woman. It's this and that for a woman. We can't do this because we're women. And I feel like this game, when it comes out, there will be absolutely no excuse as to why a woman can't do it, because there have been plenty of women who do it, but they're not spoken of enough, because every industry that we have, it's male dominant. And regardless of whether they look down on women or whether they just don't value women as much or whatever the reason is, I think that this game would encourage women to speak louder and to work harder and to believe in themselves, you know, even when you have a society that's male dominant, that's telling you you can't do it. This game shines a light on it. There's a spotlight, and it's saying, you know, this woman did this great thing, this woman did this, and you can do it too. And I haven't really been in this industry for long, but from the time that I've started, I haven't seen many women at all in this industry. And with Weird World, with our team, we have women on the team, and that alone was just mind-blowing, because we have women on this team, and they're, you know, they're all great, they're all talented, and it's just amazing. So with this game, not only does it shine a light on and encourage women to do what they want to do and be passionate about it, we have a team here that's actually doing it, that's actually doing great things, a development team, a marketing team, you know, management. We have advisors who are women. And in the cryptocurrency industry, this will inspire other women to join the industry. I believe that this game is going to empower a lot of women.
Thank you for listening to the Undiscovered Story podcast. You can play the game by visiting undiscoveredstory.com or by visiting weirdworld.io. That's WIRDWRLD.io.